The Elliott Lake Youth Slow Pitch and T-Ball Club held its annual general meeting last night at the Mount Dufour Ski Hill Chalet. The year's successes were highlighted, but the looming loss of the Kiwanis Park Ball Diamond dominated conversation at the meeting. Youth sports program growing. The club reported recovery from the effects of COVID on registrations. Registrations the previous year, 2022, totaled 138 kids because many parents were not ready yet to put their kids back into sports programs. In 2023, registration grew by 48% to 204 boys and girls. Our registration numbers were amazing this year. We were able to get our full four teams in both youth and teens and also added a fifth team to juniors this year, said club president, Jess Sear, delivering her report. Sear continued, "This is a great sign, and hopefully, we can continue and ensure the longevity of youth slow pitch in Elliott Lake. Future continues uncertain." In March, City Council approved a staff recommendation that would remove the Kiwanis Park Ball Diamond to make way for an all-wheels skate park. It was a move that took the club by surprise, and they've been trying to have their concerns debated publicly ever since. Small-sized ball field supports youth programming. The youth slow pitch and t-ball program uses the two smaller children's ball fields in town. Kiwanis Park on Dieppe Avenue and the field behind Our Lady of Lourdes School at Burley Park. The two fields allow the club to schedule games on Tuesdays and Thursdays and avoid conflicts with the soccer program on Mondays and Wednesdays. Some kids play both sports. The small-sized fields are important. Executive member at large, Stephanie McLeod, explained, "We try to keep the smaller kids on the smaller field because it's definitely less intimidating for them." Sear agreed. "We need two children's fields specifically for the kids. If the little T-ballers or juniors come to a big field, they might not come. They're already spooked as it is. Leery about coming because there's other kids there and stuff, right? So, we want to make it comfortable for them," Sear said. Club is open to other ideas. Lighting can extend the playing hours later in the evening for older youth and adults, but we can't have little guys, 6 and 8 year olds playing until 10 at night, Sear said. They barely make it to 8, she added with a chuckle. City suggests other fields. In lieu of the Kiwanis Park Ball Diamond, the city suggested there are three other fields available. On September 8, Elliott Lake Today reached out by email to Director of Recreation and Culture, Carrie Kluke, and asked which fields the other ones are. Kluke responded, "The three other ball diamonds in town are Parsons, Burley 1 and Burley 2. Parsons, located beside the Centennial Arena, is an adult-sized field. It has since been closed due to its location beside the Centennial Arena, also closed due to safety concerns. Burley 1 is already used by the youth club and Burley 2 is an adult-sized field." Council remains silent. Stephanie McLeod brought the club's concerns to the council, September 7. Committee Chair Rick Bull's welcome and McLeod's address to the committee are in the video archive here. The new information McLeod brought to the committee about the scheduling concerns could allow council to reconsider their plan to eliminate the Kiwanis Park Ball Diamond. However, there was no motion for a reconsideration. The club volunteers' frustration was evident last night. Commenting about the club's efforts to communicate with the council, Sear said, "Unfortunately, we haven't really gotten too far, not for a lack of trying. It's proven to be somewhat difficult to get in front of council. We keep being told to go to the Parks and Rec meeting, which we do, but that doesn't seem to get us anywhere. We've worked hard, all of us as an exec and previous execs have worked really hard to continue. So, it's a big slap in the face, I feel, from the city to basically tell us that we don't matter. The kids don't matter. What we're doing doesn't matter," Sear said. McLeod wondered aloud, "Why does it have to be such secrecy? Why can't we just all work together? Why can't we just compromise and speak? We could talk and they actually listen and try to compromise and find a solution that works for everyone?" Sear added, "It's about the kids. Previous story. Don't take the kids' ball field away from them, youth slow pitch.